Welcome back to Infinite Ultra. This is your DM, Aaron Chindahedi. Join me in Prima, land of the hero, home of the strange. And now, to the recap.
Hey, so, you got a robot. What's up with that?
I don't really know, honestly. We were hired to get a rug for an exorbitant amount of money. We did it, and then you showed up. You showed up.
Yeah, I showed up. Yeah, no, I get that. Yes. Yeah. No, this happens all the time.
Can I smoke in here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's fine. You're a bird. I don't think laws technically apply to you.
No, I've never acted like they did. So we got a rug. We brought it back, and you interrupted us, and robot popped out of it. His name's Enoch, I guess, or that's the only word he knows. And yeah, we still got our money. A little rat person came along. It turns out everybody wanted that rug, but I don't think they wanted the rug. I'm just, you know, putting two and two together. I think they wanted the robot. I'm sorry, Sentinel. The Sentinel.
That's a pretty fair assumption, I would say. Yeah, for sure.
But...
all right. Well, thanks, man. Got more? Birdman? Got more?
I was kind of wondering if I could get one of those lighters.
No. No, you can't. No.
All right. Fair enough.
Ah! All right, bye.
So you guys have accomplished your mission. You got paid a hefty sum of money. You went back to Lucinda's apartment. I'm curious, do you all stay in the area or do you guys go anywhere specific? Because this is kind of like we're just walking through like the end of the day into the next one. I'm just curious if you guys have any kind of general stuff you do on a day-to-day basis that you are moving along with in your life.
Not for Nova. I think she would wait until nobody was paying attention and then start giving pets an affection to Kit.
Oh, Kit loves it. Oh, he's all about it. He does a little like little fox purr, like I don't know. That's
little
weird
barks.
Sound.
They make little barks. I also have some skills in wild friendship. So
okay, yeah. I want to let's get a roll. Let's see how much Kit likes you. Let's go. Let's see this.
Okay.
First wild friendship roll.
What do I do?
We'll roll d4s, and because Kit already knows you at this point, so roll d4s on your wild friendship skill, and we'll see what you got.
There's my d4s, and that's against that's soul. Two ones!
Yay!
Holy shit! Kit loves you. Loves you. Yeah. He like. Or she, right? It's a she.
Yeah, it's a she.
Yeah. So Kit, she just like the second you start scratching her, you get like, you get that spot just right, and her little leg starts kicking, and then she starts following you around the second you stop petting her, and she just like looks at you like constantly, like, do it again.
So cute. And I will. I think like in my head, I just picture because she's like this tall, like brawny woman. Just like this Kit is like falling behind her, and she just like blushes and then goes to pet herself.
Yeah, I imagine Kit being like the size of like just like a big cat, basically. So like the image of your giant hand just like doing little tiny scratches on her head.
Like, I have the perfect moment. Like, I took Mick out when he was a little puppy. We went to a bar, and this big dude in like a football jersey was like, "Can I pet your dog?" I'm like, "Sure." And he picks him up. And he just turns into this like mushy thing. He's like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, that is absolutely Nova right now. Yeah. She's like cradling me like a baby, like, ooh, do. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else got stuff?
Well, I figure while we're at the apothecary, I'm just kind of looking around and just having a conversation with Lucinda about all the plants and stuff that she is using.
Oh, I'm sure that's a rousing conversation.
We're enjoying ourselves. I'm enjoying myself. I don't know about Lucinda, but I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, you both know the fuck out of some plants.
I think I'm going to be flying around the apothecary and like walking over to like twigs and plants and bits of stuff and just ask like, are you using this? And then don't even care what they say. Take it and start
There's lots of
like
shiny rocks and...
Well, I was going to build a nest first.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah,
it's just incense. Which incense sticks
are real. I'm a very perfumed bird now.
That is a strong smelling nest. Oh,
and dried
boy.
Flowers and things.
There you go.
Help yourself.
Then I'll tell you, look, if I'm going to stay here for a while, one of y'all is going to need to get a car. This is ridiculous. You're humans.
Well, I beg to differ.
Can I smoke in here?
Sure.
Oh yeah, caw 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 caw. That's a good stuff.
What is that sound?
Caw 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 caw.
That's gonna
like
be a
really
button.
Bad, like old cartoon, like.
What's great is I do it telepathically. I don't even do it out loud. I still just like caw in your minds.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And for the audience, Justin took Pocket Dimension as his new power for leveling up, which makes the whole stealing things and just shoving them into nowhere actually possible and kind of hilarious, really. One day we're going to have to like empty out your Pocket Dimension and see what all kind of crazy shit you get in there.
Well, I think that's, you know, every now and again, I probably, because it only holds 20 pounds, right? So
yeah.
I think I fly to my little water tower hoard and like we'll just kind of empty it out every now and again.
Yeah. In my head, I don't know why I was thinking like something bad is going to go down and to save one of us, you're going to put us in the Pocket Dimension and then we're looking around going, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's just tinfoil and
but
nickels.
If it can only hold 10 yeah. pounds, then you know.
You can you can level it up and make it like carry some serious weight, but it's, you know, it's more of like
Here's
for
my
funsies.
Car keys. What?
Yeah. I've
for
got
the car we
car
don't
keys,
have
you
yet.
Motherfucker.
There's also a vacuum on the inside of there, so you would suffocate.
Yeah. Probably a little bit.
Just leave the
yeah,
head so out.
Sometimes I put bugs in there and it's like freeze drying them.
Just for fun. Just to save for later.
Head floating around.
No, it's just the straw, right? Like we'll put a straw in.
Oh, a little straw. Yeah, that works.
Oh god. Snorkel. Okay.
Anyway, okay. that was off the rails. Okay.
Yeah, so fast. Okay. So we'll kind of skip logistics, not go too like into the weeds with it. You guys all have your own places that you live and stuff. Like we said in the last episode, there are apartments above the apothecary. So if any of you want to be in that central area, then that's cool. But I figure you guys all have homes and stuff.
Oh, Nova will settle down in the apartment somewhere.
I guess I have a question about the Sentinel. Like, are we the guardian of the Sentinel, or does he have things he needs to do?
Enoch is just hanging out in the apothecary. And so, like, when you're going to bed, Enoch just kind of, like, hangs out in there. He doesn't seem like he's too perturbed by, you know, just, like, being left there. But if you want to, like, give him a place to stay, then you certainly can. You guys kind of, not necessarily the guardians of him, but like you are also his only connections in Prima. So,
yeah, okay.
And he's not going to just like wander off from you guys because he likes you guys. Like I said, you're about it for him. So,
he really likes Kit. Everybody likes Kit.
I think Nova would get an apartment above the apothecary because she wouldn't know what else to do with herself.
Okay. Cool.
You guys have tons of money. You got 10 grand off of that last job.
I'm spending bare minimal. I'm going to just point that out, like bare minimal.
You've got tithes to pay.
So what kind of part of the city is the apothecary in? Is it in like a little trendy area? Is it kind of a rundown area?
It's in a dark alley somewhere, so...
Yeah, we established that it's not far off from the trade tower where Bart, I keep wanting to call you Wayne, man.
Oh,
where Bart has his secret watch or water tower. Mm-hmm. So it's in a generally like busy-ish place, but it's like kind of off to the side in a little alleyway. So it's kind of in between there. It's like this little like. You ever been to New Orleans where like you just have these random little hole in the wall places? Okay. That's not a very good description if you've never been there.
In my brain, I was picturing it as like
a side street of Deep Ellum, Dallas.
Yeah,
that's really similar. Yeah, okay. That's very similar. Yes.
Okay.
Well, like, not necessarily. I'm not relying on foot traffic. It's you got to know where this place is to get here.
Because I was
I got to remember that we're Texas people now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would like to think that because I forgot my own name, Veronica.
Oh no. Veronica Mars.
I already have like a not Mars.
That's how you remember.
She has her own apartment, but I wanted to say like if the apothecary was like in a trendy area, it'd be like a couple blocks away from that, but it's not. So I just live in an apartment, a bike rides away. I don't know, a few blocks.
yeah, it could be a couple blocks out. So okay. Yeah, nothing crazy. And then Bart's not too far away either. So okay,
because
so
he just made a nest on my candlesticks holder.
Oh, that's right. He's just hanging out. I forgot.
That's his second home. It's his vacation home.
Yeah, it's his winter home because it's insulated. It's got AC. There you go.
So I was thinking about having a conversation with Lucy.
Okay.
So I'll go down to her and be like, hey, about Enoch.
Yes.
I'm not all that smart, but I do know somebody who's really smart.
Okay.
He talks a lot with my master. So it might be worth taking him to Enoch if we think that is a plan. It's because he's a computer, right?
I assume so. I mean, I don't see what it hurt.
Well, he's got a very interesting name, even for you Prima people, but his name is Dude Bro.
Oh god.
I knew that's what you're talking about.
God damn it. He's like 45 now.
Hey,
Mr. Dude Bro.
There's no age on a hacker, man.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know if he's available, but he may know more about this kind of thing. And obviously people are after it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Maybe we could contact him and see if he's available to help us out.
Yeah, I guess I'll send a text and see where we get from there. But I guess we're all kind of...
I don't know what to do with him.
Together for now until we figure this out. I'll send a text to Jocelyn telling her that we have a sentinel and that maybe Dude Bro would be the best person to check it out.
Okay.
And I'll be like, he popped out of a rug? ?
I was like, is that a thing?
you get a text back that says, seems totally normal. Oh. Dude Bro's in Prima. He's very busy, but I'm sure he'll be interested in checking it out. I'll talk to him and get back to you.
Sweet.
I just send a thumbs up emoji.
Sweet. So good on that.
Is that where you thought we were going, Aaron?
No, I figured this was about to be a steamy scene, We gotta start the romance early.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh.
No, okay, so...
Well, Kim, are you uncomfortable flirting with me?
Probably. I'm just awkward in general. I don't know. Let's see. Our fingers graze slightly.
Oh my God.
As we both reach for the same book. I don't know.
As we both reach for the same piece of incense. Okay, so yeah, you guys, kind of go through your night and everything. And Jocelyn, in the morning, you actually get a message.
Who?
Who?
Sorry.
Oops.
Wow. God damn it.
Oh, no. I'm going to be into Jocelyn. What the complications.
I didn't even notice. I'm like, yep, okay.
Yeah, that's totally normal. Nova, damn it. Damn it. Bad DM. Nova.
I mean, it's a message from Jocelyn, I'm assuming, roughly. Yeah. There, so.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pull up my other documents that I had going on here. I forgot to pull them back up. Okay. So you get a text from Jocelyn in the morning that says, Seta has someone who's asking for you. Go check him out in the hospital. And so you know that she's one of the workers at the hospital. She is also part of the Church of Sketchbook, or whatever we're going to end up calling that. I like Church of Sketchbook, though. It's kind of nice.
I like it.
Yeah. And so she's like kind of one of the main connections between the hospital and, Jocelyn's people, basically. She kind of holds a an ambassador kind of position. So if she has someone that's looking for you, then it's probably something at least mildly important.
I will kind of like jog into Lucinda's shop, holding up my cell phone.
I will fly over and grab it out of your hands.
Good morning, Nova. I will grab your legs and be like, no. You need to give this one back to me.
Fine.
But here, you can sit here if you want. And I tap the top of my head.
All right. Settle down.
Nice. Nice.
I have to meet somebody who's very important. Don't know if we would want to take Enoch with us or not. But you're more than welcome to come. I have to attend a church matter.
I just imagine this really tall creature with a raven sitting on his head.
So yeah, it's just Bart's probably like almost like brushing the ceiling.
Yeah.
I would be glad to join you. I don't know. I guess we could ask Enoch if he wants to come with us.
Enoch looks at between the two of you, like having kind of listened to this conversation, goes, Enoch, and he gives you a thumbs up. By the way, I did not describe Enoch, so I should probably take the moment to go ahead and do that now because he's cool. Okay. So he's a sentinel, like I said, and his like whole exterior, as far as you guys can see, is all metal. And it's like this bright purple sheen. And so his arms and his legs seem relatively like humanoid. They're just like, you know, kind of your standard science fiction-y like robot limbs. And like his torso is just like this like kind of tubular spinal column sort of situation, and his chest looks like it's basically made out of some kind of very shiny microwave. It's got like the little door handle and stuff, and like a couple of little knobs and stuff. It literally looks like a microwave. And so then his,
how shiny?
He's in general very shiny. Yes.
I leave Nova's head and go fly and land on Enoch's shoulder.
Okay.
Like and then, picking at his bits, trying to steal shit off of him.
Yeah, there you go. And then his head is like just kind of a big block, basically, on like kind of a little like stocky neck. And it's just got like kind of a like almost a movie camera style lens on the front that kind of zooms in and out when he's like thinking about stuff. And the side of his head looks almost like an old school radio. It's got some knobs and stuff, and it seems to have some kind of like band that it goes up and down. But there's three knobs on there, and then he's got little antennae sticking up out of his head too, like ears.
So I'm over here sitting like, maybe we should put a shirt on this robot. But I'm like, oh, there's no blending in. He's
he's pretty obvious. I mean, yes. He might still look kind of cute in a shirt, but
so he literally doesn't have a face.
No face. It's just the just the lens. And you guys don't really know where his voice comes from. It seems to come from the head area, but there's no like speaker mouth or anything like that. It's literally just like a block with like a little lens thing on the front.
Weird. Okay. I was just picturing Bender from Futurama, honestly.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty good, but
there was that one movie where Robin Williams voiced a character, and I think Ewan McGregor. No, because it was a cartoon.
Robots.
Robots. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Prettier, like, I guess. Like the kind of the general build is really similar to like those kind of average robots that were in there. Like the main character, how he's got like that really humanoid like arms and legs and like a skinny torso, but with like that microwave chest and like the more blocky inhuman head. So and bright purple because I like that color. It's good. So Enoch looks between the two of you and says, "Enoch," and gives you a big thumbs up.
Let's go.
Well, I mean, okay. Wait, should we tell the other one? Did we make plans to meet up with her?
I don't think so.
Can Veronica just be walking in at this point?
I think that's up to her.
Veronica forgot her phone, so she had to go back.
No, she's just here to buy like
none of us talked
spices
about,
and shit.
I was gonna, yeah, I was gonna come back trading out numbers, and, like, but everybody like decided to stay.
What?
I said none of us talked about like changing out numbers, but Nova was like, I like you people, I'm gonna live upstairs.
See, I just assumed that we did, that we at least exchanged numbers. But yeah, no, I can be like, I that. figure that like I can be bringing some plant that I talked to Lucinda about to her shop. Ooh, be like, yeah. Oh, I totally have this plant. I don't know what it is.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys are like plant nerding right now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so yes, okay. I'll just be walking in the shop randomly with a plant.
Yeah, so you guys are all in the room, and I assume you're going to want to join on this endeavor?
Yeah, sure. I'm like, yeah, my bicycle's outside. I'll just ride with you.
Who wants to hop on the spokes? Okay. So,
all right, let's go to the hospital.
All right. So you guys head down to the hospital. Primus Central Hospital is a little ways out. It's more west than where you guys have been kind of dealing with at the moment. The west side of Freeport is a lot more of like the residential and like medical kind of area. It's mostly people like, you know, living their lives out there. There's schools and there's hospitals. It's a lot cleaner than the rest of the area that you guys have been in. You guys like where the apothecary is kind of dirty just because people go wild over there. And everything's a little old and kind of just like constantly moist. It's very humid in this area of town. It's pretty close to like where the actual ports of Freeport is. So it's kind of humid and salty all the time. But the west side is a lot cleaner, a little more pleasant to be in. So, you know, it's kind of your middle class area. And so Primus Central Hospital is over there. And when you guys kind of walk up to it, it is like this basically complex that Jocelyn has ended up making here. It's 5 stories tall and seems to be made up of about 4 different buildings of kind of various different architectural styles. It seems like, you know, each one has its own particular purpose. But really, the only person who would know that is Nova, who I got right this time. And
you had to think about it, though.
Just for a second. So, yeah, so Nova knows that SETA typically works kind of in the main hospital area where, like, the general admissions and emergency room stuff is, which is the central building, like, the first one that's, like, on the street, basically. And the rest of them kind of form up around the backside of it. So there's, like, this big, huge courtyard in the center that's, like, all trees and plants and a nice little, like, park kind of situation. So, but you guys know that SETA is in the first building, and it's not like this place has security or anything, so you're pretty much freely able to get in and out of there. It's not, like, locked down, I should say. It has security.
As we walk up, I'm like, I'll stop in front of the building for a second and get this, like, big smile on my face and turn to everybody and be like, this is where my master works. All right, let's go. And I'll walk inside.
So excited. I love it. So you guys see on the front door that the door handles that get into like this really big elaborate entrance. The door handles are like the two halves of an open book with little pictures drawn on it, like embossed cute. On it. Yeah. So you guys get up in this here hospital. And you are pretty easily able to get to SETA. She has like an office that she works out of. So do you want to go just straight there, or did you want to kind of poke around a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I want to ask if anyone has a lighter, because I forgot mine.
I'll use my elemental fire to light a cigarette.
Nice.
Just like the tips of my fingers.
I don't think we should be smoking that in here. It's part of a hospital.
Smoking should not be going on in this building.
I don't think.
Why?
Nope, just put it. I think you should just put it out.
Spit it on the ground.
Yeah.
Fly down and hop on it a few times.
I pick it up. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I pick it up and I throw it away.
Maybe we can talk to SETA when we get to her office and she can open a window for you or something, but try not to smoke in the building. I mean, this is a place for people to get better.
Bird people?
All kinds of people.
Wait.
You're the fur.
I was like, wait, are you a people and not a bird?
Birds are the only people that matter.
Really met a lot of tiny birds, so I don't know. But we can. Surely Jocelyn or SETA would know?
And I just start walking forward.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys make your way. SETA's office is on the third floor. Let me write that down so I don't forget, which I will.
Oh, I will. So
it's yeah, okay. Yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. I'm trying to keep the wiki clean. The non-existent wiki has got to be accurate. So you guys go to the third floor to Seda's office. She has like, you know, kind of a respectably sized office, not big, not glamorous. It's just kind of a basic little office, got tons and tons of books in there. You know, she is a very, very accomplished doctor for being quite young. She's not much older than you, but she is just one of those people who just like is like does way too much with their time. Like, how do they even get all these things done? So she's a very accomplished member of the Church of Sketchbook and also a very, very accomplished doctor, has lots of experience treating wounds and is a specialty in diseases, apparently, because I just made it up. You guys walk into this office and she's kind of behind her desk reading a book, and she looks up and she says, "Oh, yes, hello. You've brought friends, I see."
Yes, I've become entangled, as one could possibly say. I do have some things. I have this card, and I'm gonna pull that card from you.
Mm-hmm.
But very gently, I'm going to like set it on the desk and like slide it over.
Yeah, and she looks at it and she says, "Oh. I can't say that I've seen one of these before." And she picks it up to inspect it. And like, having seen you it so gingerly, yeah, she's like very, very careful with it. She goes, yeah, okay, okay. And she kind of like looks it over a little bit.
So we did this, all of us, we did this thing, and we did this job, I guess you could say. And that's the payment, is this card. I've tested it and it works. So just trust me on this one. But they've agreed to donate, you just gotta shake the card and claim out what the donation's going to be.
Oh, well, that seems very nice. Okay, thank you very much for that. We really appreciate it. She looks at it and she kind of like, you can tell she, for a split second, she like has to make the decision of, do I shake this right now? And she's just kind of like gently putting it back down on the desk and like, she kind of keeps it like in the corner of her eye, but she turns back to you. She says, "Again, thank you very much. It's very, very good of you to help us out. So there was a fight yesterday in a bar, and you let us know that there was going to be some injured people there."
I did hear some gunshots. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we do have some people in the hospital here that were involved with that, and one of them has requested, as he put it, the big purple lady. So we assumed that since you had let us know about the fight, that was you.
Okay.
Yes, are you amenable to meeting with him? He's in a full body cast, so he's no danger. And he seems to be relatively calm once we put a lot of morphine into him.
Oh, boy. Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. If you'll follow me then. And she kind of like quickly whisks you guys out of the office and goes down a floor to like the general.
And I'm assuming she's not fazed by the fact of Enoch at all.
Oh, no. She like, it just absolutely did not seem to register.
Well, what about a fox and a bird?
True.
I mean, she takes that stuff in, but she's also from the Church of Sketchbook, which spontaneously creates all kinds of crazy shit out of thin air, and is largely created by alien gods. So she's pretty okay with weird stuff. A bird and a fox.
I just didn't know, like, hospital wise, like, are animals allowed?
Oh yeah, I mean the. Like having, you know, familiars and robotic assistants and, you know, intelligent animals in general is not all that abnormal for Prima. Back before the gates, back before the gate opened, like there were still some weird fucking animals laying around. So it's not all that strange.
And I would think that Biscuits would have pranced through this hospital once or twice.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Biscuits has gotten many a stomach pumping in here. So.
Oh. All those hot pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, he just can't help it. He just cannot help it. Oh, so my cute stomach.
I had a much, like,
sweeter idea of why he would be there, but okay.
Like a candy striper, like watching,
yeah, like he's visiting, cheering sick people kids
up. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he does that too. But the stomach pumping.
That's when
was
he comes
funny
with Crystal, but he has just come as a patient sometimes too.
It's about 50-50, I'd say. Yeah. Sometimes he does both at the same time.
Oh no! So, I'm already here. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, so she takes you guys down to the second floor, which is the rooms of the hospital, like where people just kind of recover. And she takes you guys into a room, and you guys see Gustav in a literal full body cast, like head to toe, just completely wrapped up. And his face is just kind of like sticking out of this like mummy cocoon kind of situation. And he like groggily opens his eyes and looks over, and Seda says,
Can we say that we keep Eunuch out of the room? Don't come in here.
Yeah. Eunuch can kind of wait by the door. Seda just says, I'll leave you to it. Let me know if you need anything else. And she kind of walks out the door. And Gustav looks at you, and he just says, "They took the rug. They took it. They took the rug."
Who took the rug?
It was a rat in a suit, like a metal suit. It was a rat, one of those crazy smart rat guys. I don't know, but they took the rug, and I want the rug back. I want it back.
We delivered the rug like you told us to.
Yeah, I know. And then they took it. I'll pay you again. I'm on the hook for all the money if I don't get it back. So I'll pay you extra. I need the rug.
Why?
Because if I don't get it back to these people, then I owe them the money. And I don't have the money. I gave you the money.
Mm. Okay.
What was that?
I'll fly over and land on his chest and tap around on him.
Oh my man, this morphine must be real fucking good. Oh my god.
What are you paying us this time?
Oh my god, you really do talk. Oh shit. Look, I
of course I talk.
Look, I got 20 grand stashed away. You guys can split it. That just if I don't get that rug back, it's all gonna be gone anyway. So yeah. Is that enough?
I don't. If you take in consideration a suit in a rat in a some sort of suit of destruction, I would say that the difficulty of retrieving this rug is much higher than it was before. And you paid us 10,000 apiece prior.
I mean, yeah. Oh, all right. Look. This is all I got. So, the 20 grand, then I'll give you the bar. Give you the bar.
Oh, the bar. And
all the peanuts?
All the peanuts. All the peanuts.
Oh, no, it's the peanuts. Swear it again.
Every last goddamn peanuts. We have a specific peanut wholesaler. Oh.
I mean, I don't really need a bar.
That's all I got in the world. Oh.
We could always sell it. See what we can get for it.
Do you have a car?
Yeah, of course I got a car.
What
I'm
kind
a
of car?
Human
How
adult
big is
man.
It?
It's a. I don't know. It's a sedan.
Oh, a sedan. I don't know. She's really tall. Nova is really tall. I don't know that she could fit comfortably in a sedan.
I mean, yeah, cars are not exactly comfortable.
Yeah. Do you have anything bigger than a sedan?
I don't own a fleet. All I have is the bar and a car and 20 grand. You guys are fleecing me here. I just gotta get that rug.
I want to telepathically talk to my teammates only. We all know the rug's worthless. I mean, maybe we should just do the guy a favor and get an extra. That's $60,000 we're getting all together for a rug. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if we do this, we can, you know, our conscience will be clean.
My conscience is clean.
I helped all the people in that bar.
We did the job that we were hired to do.
Yes.
I mean,
but we know the rug's worthless. We know it's not worth $60,000 anymore. $60,000 is standing right outside this room.
It's not up to me to determine what the worth of a rug is to someone. If they want to pay me money to get it, then I'll get it.
And I mean, maybe now that you're saying it, maybe we should look into these rats that are causing. I mean, if he did that to this guy, like, what about the other people in the bar? Were there more wounded? I should have probably asked Seda that. Did they get a lot of wounded? Did anybody die? Because that shouldn't have happened over a rug.
This isn't part of my... I don't know, guys. I was just hired to retrieve a rug. We retrieved a rug. Now he wants us to get the rug back. But he's paying us, like, half. If you throw in the car, we'll do it. Money in the car.
Okay. Money in the car. That's totally... I mean, that's fine. I'm not going to be driving anytime soon. And you see, it's like his body cast kind of vibrates as he tried to point out I'm
no broken. I get it, yeah. You're in a cast.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up, all of me, it's all fucked.
Were there a lot of wounded in the bar, or was it just you?
It was just a couple of people in there. It was, you know, me, bartender, a couple of customers, but I think I really got the worst of it because I had the rug.
That sucks. That's
fucking does. This sucks so bad. This sucks so bad.
Okay. Well, I will say I'm not bringing the rug back here.
That's probably good because I can't, like, hold it or anything. Like,
well,
he's like vibrates again.
That rug just brings disaster, obviously. I'm not bringing it into this hospital.
Where would you want us to take it?
I can give you the address for the people who employed me. You can just take it straight to them.
Okay. There you go. That's good. Can we start using the car before we give you the rug?
Sure. Yeah, thank sure. You. It's a down payment. The 20 grand will come after. You can have the car now. 20 right. After.
Yes. How about that?
And all right, cool. I'm gonna go into a morphine coma now. Excuse me while I just sit here in pain.
Try not to think about how itchy you are.
Fuck! Fuck! He just quietly, you see like tears just quietly run down his face.
Oh no.
See, I can be helpful.
That's great.
I'll fly over and scope out like his car keys, I guess.
There's like a little side table that has all his like personal effects and a little Ziploc bag. And there's like a wallet and like his keys in there and his very, very shiny sequin
vest. Your eyes!
no one's looking, kind of like just start shoving that into my pocket hole.
Your pocket hole.
Pocket dimension, pocket sorry.
Hole. Gross.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How many times can you use that in a day? I'm curious.
It's infinite. It doesn't cost anything to use it. It just has like a space limitation.
It's a bag of holding, essentially.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I will fly the keys let's see, you ride a bicycle. I will fly the keys over to Lucinda.
Yeah, I can't. I can't drive. Heard. I don't have a license.
And I'll say, shotgun.
No.
Are you happy now, Bird, that we have a car?
Yes, I feel a lot more comfortable being in the presence of y'all.
I'm sitting in the front. Get out of here. I'm not giving shotgun to a bird. I'm sitting in the front because Nova's going to need the whole back seat.
We have a sentinel as well and a fob.
And that as well.
The front seat is better for these legs of mine, and I will fight you for it.
Oh, that does make sense. I figured, just, for some reason, I was just picturing you, like, laid out in the back seat. Like, you just kind of chill. But no, the front seat makes sense.
Hey, look, if Shaq can fit in a sedan, I think Nova can fit in a sedan.
I don't know that we'll have knock, room knock. For your bicycle. There might be a bike rack, but
I can just chain it up in front of the hospital. Where I'm just going to leave it where it's at. It's fine. I can come back and get it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to assume that the car is where he last was, which was the bar, so...
Honest question, though. Everybody wants this Enoch that came out of the rug. We're about to go involve ourselves with at least two of those parties that wanted Enoch. Maybe Enoch should stay at home on this one?
Possibly. He can ride my bike to the apothecary.
That's fine.
I'm sure robots can ride bicycles.
Yeah, why not? Why can't he? Why can't he?
It depends on how heavy he is, I guess. He just sets on it and crushes it.
No, he can at least he can at least take it with him to the apothecary.
I mean, but how often do you see a person of his kind riding a bicycle? How common? It seems like that would be attention grabbing.
Yeah, sentinels are weird.
I was like, I've pointed it out multiple times that he does not blend in, and everybody.
But people have seen sentinels. It's not that crazy of an idea.
They're rare.
You guys are the brains of the operation. I'll
give it to you. We'll send him back to the. We'll take him back to the apothecary, and he can stay there.
Okay. As you guys walk out of this hospital room, you guys see Enoch is like over by kind of where like the nurse's station is, and he's like juggling urine samples.
Why?
But oh, there's like a bunch of people standing around like, oh, hey, look at that. And then he sees you guys come out and he catches them all and he puts it back on the counter and he runs up to you and he says,
who's there?
Enoch. he does this like pantomime laugh and then he like stops for a second and he pokes a button on his head and you guys hear like this like tape recorder laugh come out and he just like keeps pantomiming.
Like a laugh track? Gross. Okay. <That's funny. laughs> oh boy.
And then he stops and he just kind of stands and he's like, alright, let's go.
Yikes.
So yeah, you guys are exiting the hospital and dropping Enoch off at the apothecary, correct?
Yes, as we exit, I immediately go for a cigarette and start cawing really loud and go, are you fucking kidding me?
God damn it.
What's wrong?
That was that cigarette I stamped out. Oh my gosh. Like, can I go back and get the cigarette out of the ash? Oh no. Just go. Whatever. Just go. It's okay.
What's wrong? Oh,
fucking cigarettes.
Do you have cigarettes?
I'm out. Just go. Let's go. I have some more at the apothecary. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Like molt a feather or two.
Stressed.
It may be faster for you to just fly to the apothecary.
Probably.
Maybe there's some in the car.
I'll just run. I'll just start running to the apothecary. We do not have a car yet. I'm just running to the apothecary.
He's stressed us all out for some reason. I was like, what's going to happen?
Oh, I imagine you like running through the crowds like a football player with like him under one arm and just like stiff arming people out of the way.
This is what you get when you smoke. I call after him.
Yeah, so you guys all are heading to the apothecary and your own various speeds. So I guess Enoch will like run after you, Nova, and keep up with you. He thinks it's a game, so he's just like chasing after you. So you two get to the apothecary first, and the door's locked.
I can't keep up with her on a bicycle.
Well, you probably could. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
To a bunch of feathers.
Hold on. I can try and pick the lock, or we can just wait until Lucinda gets here for a second. If you want to do that,
I mean, I don't really rush. I just kind of stroll back.
Okay, I can try and pick the lock if you would like.
Yes, I would like that. Just hop around on the ground back and forth in front of the door.
While she's doing that, I'm going to try all the windows. I'm going to go into the back and see if the back door is open.
Why not? I'm just going to assume that Lucinda keeps the, you know, shop that is her entire livelihood pretty well locked up. But yeah, so let's see. Let's do a D6 level sneak to get this door open.
Is that the same thing as stealth?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Okay. Sorry, is it written out as stealth or is it sneak?
Stealth.
I thought I named it sneak.
I have
stealth.
The power. Yeah. There is a sneak, but there's also stealth.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm getting confused. Yeah, a stealth roll at D6, please.
Could have just stopped at a convenience store as I come around the corner to buy some cigarettes.
Well,
how am I just now thinking of this?
I rolled a 10 and my stealth is an 8, so I failed by 2.
Yeah, so you are Jimmy in this thing, and man, she's got a really nice lock in there.
Yeah, it's really good. It's maybe shiny. She has like some kind of like magical thing going on. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry, I can't get into this thing.
Lucy comes around the corner to see Veronica. Like,
yeah, I was like,
and I stand up. I'm like, hey, you guys, and we were trying to get in. He's going
into my house.
Insane. I'm sorry.
I stopped at the gas station before I came here. Here you go.
No, that probably would have been better.
No, it's fine. I'll open the door. Maybe it's not his brain.
Yeah, so you guys open the door, and Enoch goes just wandering inside. So,
cool, then I'm going to leave my bike here.
So do you explode, or are you okay?
I think I'm going to fly over and realize I don't have any fucking cigarettes here either, and I'm going to explode.
But Lucy just handed you a box of cigarettes.
No, it does. I was just kidding. That's fine.
The raven's no longer there. How are you then?
Who are you?
It's a very, very handsome man with a pale, pale white skin. He's shirtless and wearing like old school leather pants. And he has a big cloak of raven feathers kind of over his shoulders and like black, like movie star hair.
I'll rephrase. Hello, who are you?
How are you? Ah, Siegfried. Nice to meet you.
What happened
to just now, Siegfried?
The bird. I'm so confused.
Ah, you know.
Enoch walks up to you and like grabs you by the shoulder and like picks you up and like shakes you and puts you down like as if he was trying to like get the bird out and then puts you down and just buddy. Looks dejected.
It's not necessary. It's me. You know, I come out sometimes.
Wait, what?
I'll just walk over to your kitchenette. Do you have a kitchenette in here?
Yeah.
I start sure. Making myself some food.
Why can't I remember what your name is?
Siegfried.
Like, Siegfried. Bart or Siegfried.
Bart Siegfried.
Damn it. Okay.
Like, where's Bart?
You know.
So, are you Bart or is he Siegfried?
You know, we're our own people.
Could you dumb it down for me just a little bit?
I'm Siegfried. Bart's Bart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm Siegfried. Hello, how are you?
Right. Hi, I'm Nova.
Why don't you put the kettle on?
I'll do that. Okay. Like, I'm a magical person, but I have no idea what just happened.
Nova's like a steam rising from her head. She's just gonna go pet Kit.
Kit's just like
yeah,
fox barking Kit. At him.
Yeah, Kit is perturbed. Kit is like hackles raised, like staring at Siegfried.
So Siegfried,
what do you do?
What are you? What do you do? What?
Making a sandwich? I have a really terrible accent. Broke. I mean, what do you want? What do you mean? What do I do?
Okay.
All right.
It's a nice place.
It is.
Thank you.
Anyone using that couch over there?
No.
Not at the moment.
Alright. I'll go stretch out on the couch. Kick my feet up on the table. Start eating my sandwich.
I feel like I adopted a homeless person. He's like eating all my food and sleeping on my couch.
I asked about Bart and he pointed at his chest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Going about your day. I'm here. Oh, don't worry. I'm invested. Yeah, the robot. Enoch. Yeah.
So you know everything that Bart knows then, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're in this for the 20,000 shillings or whatever. Rug. Rug. That's right. Rug.
Right. Okay, so you're going to join us to go get the rug then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm game.
Okay, cool. All right. Great. The human's the bird's the human. It's a thing. Things happen. This isn't the weirdest thing I've heard of happening.
I just can't help but think, I was like, so is your cape Bart?
What's left of art?
Oh no, these are like your man-sized raven. These are
yes, my
over large raven feathers. They okay. are not raven-sized feathers.
Okay,
just skin bark little... every time this happens.
Yeah.
Oh god,
just a little that's head a mental image. Smoking a cigarette on the back.
It's just a tiny okay, little cape. It's like a little dickie instead of a full cape. It's just like a dickie shirt front. Because it's just a reef. Sorry, go ahead.
In a very odd couple of days. Okay, here's your tea.
Thanks.
It's chamomile.
My favorite.
Chamomile? Glad. That'll put him to sleep. We have to go get a rug.
Maybe calm.
I just need something to be calm
okay.
right
okay.
now.
Yeah. Do you want some sedatives? I can give you some.
No.
Okay. Something to calm
got,
you down.
That got real,
I mean,
really
just something
fast.
To calm you like, down.
A little I'm just, stressed out. I need everything sedatives? Else to be
yeah.
calm.
I do, yeah.
Okay, we did what we were doing. Let's go get the car.
What have I gotten myself into? Okay, come on, Siegfried?
Siegfried! How are ya?
Hi.
It's a big bloke, ain't it?
She is, yes.
Excuse me?
Alright, cool. Let's go get the car, guys.
Oh, this isn't awkward at all. Alright, shotgun!
I just like grab him by like if we get to the car and he goes for the front, I'm just gonna grab him like baseball palm his head and move on to the back.
Acceptable. Yeah, we'll skip like, ahead a little bit.
For someone who knew all the things going on, you know that we already decided that she's sitting in
yeah,
the front.
Yeah, exactly.
I will wink at you.
God. Oh my god. Okay, so you guys make your way back to the bar, which is in a pretty sorry state. And there is a car out front, and you hit the little unlock button on the keys, and it goes boop, boop. And you guys get in, and, you know, there's some fighting over the front seat, but you get it.
Oh, there's no fighting.
There's one aggressive action, and then there's a seat taken.
Okay, so do we know where the mice are?
That's what I was wondering.
Other than Ratstralia.
Wait, where did we see when we were coming out of the bar, I guess last mm-hmm. night? Where did the rat mech suit come from? Like, what direction? Did it come out from the ground? Was it noticeable where it came from? Or was it just poof there?
It walked up. Mm-hmm. And it seemed to walk up from, you know, the southern-ish area. I mean, it's not like you guys had a tracker on it or anything. Y'all, roll me a D4 mind check.
Would I have any luck since I knew Waya? Or no?
No.
Damn it.
I fell by 4.
2 1s!
Which ties me perfectly with my mind check.
I lost my 1.
How did I roll a crit success?
Yeah,
again?
I won by 2.
You got those lucky okay. dice today.
So, yeah, Nova, with a sudden flash of brilliance, you suddenly think, like...
No sense.
Wait, if the rat stole the rug, they're probably working for Ratstralia in some fashion, so they'd have to get back there, which means they would probably have to take a boat because they're not allowed to take airplanes because you can't drive across the ocean. So probably they're going to somewhere with a boat, like the port.
So I will say, that's how this is how this is going to come across from Nova. I'm gonna guess we need to go to a dock to get across a large body of water. I mean, Ratstralia is probably our best bet.
Well, surely we don't have to go all the way to Ratstralia.
I mean, if we make it quick to the dock, then no. Who's driving?
I am.
Lucinda.
My calm demeanor does not transfer to cars. I drive like a bat out of hell.
She peels out. Okay, so you guys want to head to the docks then?
Yes.
Sure.
Cool.
So wait, can the rats not get on the plane because they're in mech suits or because they're rats?
It is a combination of how dangerous mech suits are in general and the fact that near rats are somewhat famous for causing a lot of tomfoolery and possible destruction and just generally not being a great thing you want to be stuck in a metal tube 30,000 feet in the air with.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just had a mental image of them like checking their mech suits and just, like, working on this little, like...
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna, holding right. a little I'm tiny suitcase. Like they're carrying on. First class, please. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's go to the docks.
As you're driving, I want to, like, are these automatic windows?
Sure.
I want to sit there and, like, obnoxiously play with them. Just be like,
oh my god.
Oh boy.
It's fucking amazing what they can do these days.
I, like, reach over with my vine and, like, hit the button to lock it real quick. And I'm, like, stuck.
It stops halfway open. And Kit sticks his head out and goes, meow, 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 meow.
So cute.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay. This is taking so long to get there.
Sorry.
Okay, so you guys drive to the docks. There's nothing extraordinary that happens except for the fact that Lucinda drives like a crazy person, apparently, which is, I guess, par for the course for New Orleans. So Freeport, yep. Freeport is just the real life version. Okay. That's backwards, but okay. So you guys head to the ports of Freeport, which you assume are fairly free. You guys pull up to, you know, it's kind of a big dock area. And I assume pour out of this fucking vehicle, like clown car out of this goddamn thing. Let's get some perception checks from y'all.
D4s?
We'll say D6 on this one.
Damn.
It is quite a large area that you guys are just kind of getting the first scope of.
Remind me what perception is again.
Average of body and mind.
That, yes.
Okay. Oh, what the fuck is that die? That die keeps
yeah.
rolled. Jesus.
Hey!
I didn't lose this time.
I failed by 7. You said 6s,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I rolled 2 5s.
Oh. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I failed by 3.
I failed by 5.
Okay, so Veronica, you just for the briefest of seconds see like the bottom half of a metallic leg as it like walks around a corner and out of sight.
Okay, and I tell them that I'm like, I think we need to go around that corner. Just saw a flash. Man, I wish Bart was here. He catches those flashy things like so quick.
That could be useful too.
Oh, I mean, no offense, just he's always like, shiny objects, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you guys rush down towards the docks to try and intercept this shiny foot that you saw going around. And the docks, like, your like apothecary kind of area is, you know, a little grungy and, you know, a little run down from partiers. Basically the docks are a shithole, like legitimately no one takes care of the docks. Like all the dock workers and sailors and stuff just kind of hanging around, sitting on crates and like giant containers, just like openly drinking on the job and just like smoking these huge fat cigars, and every once in a while like a boss will come and yell at them and they'll be like, all right, and they'll just put down the cigar and go with like the alcohol to keep working. This place is a wreck. It is an absolute wreck. So you guys are like rushing through these streets full of drunken and manual laborers, and you get to like where the building ended that you saw the leg coat go out of, and give me another perception check, and the rat will also be trying to hide from you.
Oh, failed by 1.
By 6.
5.
I failed by 7.
Oh, damn it. These 6s are hard.
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
And that's the second to lowest dice.
So what did you guys get? Sorry.
I lost by 5.
I lost by 7. 6.
Okay, so everyone failed?
I failed by 1.
Okay. So yeah, you guys like sprint around the corner and you see nothing.
There's just a fog of cigar smoke as far as
just
the eye
a fog
can
of
see.
Yes, just a fog of cigar smoke and Siegfried trips over a drunk man.
I'll put that there.
I will walk up to the closest conscious worker.
Okay, it's definitely not the guy that Siegfried tripped over. You see this like really just like sun baked individual sitting on a crate. Having himself a big bottle of bourbon and smoking not a cigar on this one. He's smoking a big corn cob pipe and he kind of eyes you up as you draw close, and you can tell he kind of like has a little like, you know, kind of distaste a little bit.
Salutations.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. What?
I'm wondering, have you seen any Australians here? I don't say that while laughing. I said it while laughing. I'm sorry.
Like, whoa. Found something out about Nova today.
Excuse me. Have you seen any Australians here?
I mean, maybe not. It kind of depends on how much you want to know.
Well, I mean, they literally just came around this corner.
What quarter is that? I
will pull out my wallet and take out a 10 and hand it to him.
He looks at it and he looks at you. Give me a charisma check.
Oh, charisma soul. What tier are we talking here?
We'll say D4. You whipped out some money. You got some sway here.
I failed by 3.
He just like leans over and spits on the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me.
I take his bottle and I crash it on the ground.
Excuse me. Hey, calm down. Sir, how are you? How are you today?
I'm, you know, and he holds up the liquor bottle.
Ah, yeah, that's lovely. Look, I don't want to alarm you, but we're chasing someone really dangerous, and you know, we need to ascertain his location so we can take care of this. I don't want any harm to come to you. And can I roll a charisma check?
Yeah, I'll say you roll a charisma check.
I'm fucking loaded in charisma.
Yeah, I was like, do you get a bonus because of the accent? Like,
I'm also like movie star handsome and just ripped. No shirt.
No,
ripped.
Veronica noticed. Ripped? Veronica noticed it.
I didn't realize you were ripped.
You're shirtless, but you wear a cape of feathers?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing it. It's actually physically part of me.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It
okay.
looks like a cloak.
Gotcha. Okay.
That looks like a cloak, but it's like.
So you literally like can't wear a shirt.
I can't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Interesting.
I rolled 2 ones.
Nice. Super charismatic.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Okay. So this guy, he looks at you and like he listens to the words you say, and he just like takes a swig of his bottle and says, "Well, here's a fine man right there. Yeah, absolutely. I'll do my civic duty, sir. Would you like a little nip here before you run off?"
"Oh, I'd love one, but I'm on duty. Thanks."
"Oh, no, I don't really understand that, but it's okay. They went that way." And he points down the street and he says, "You take a ride at the end of that dock right there, the one that's got the big green flag on it. You can, right there, that one. Yep.
Cheers, mate."
Yeah, cheers. Lovely man.
I know. Off we go.
We're all just shocked
I'll be
and like
mumbling about racists as we walk off.
Oh shit. All right.
Okay, so
nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Diplomacy, how wonderful. So you guys run down to this dock that he pointed out, and you guys see this little rat mech, like just as it is jumping onto a boat at the end of the dock.
Well, there he is on the longship. Let's get him.
Salutations! As I run over.
All right. Yeah. So yeah. This is exciting. So yeah.
Well,
you guys...
I was like, is there something I can do? Hold on. No, nothing. Let's go.
Yeah. So you guys go charging down the dock and kind of muscle your way onto the boat, and there you see the rat just waltzed on into Watering Hole and fucked some shit up, which she introduced herself as Ricky Ticky. And she looks at you guys and she like has the rug in one hand and she just tosses it back into like not into like a room, just through a window into like the pilot's cabin of this boat. And she says, "Fuck, bring it on. This rug's mine, bitches." And that's where we're going to end this one.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It took you guys so long to get here.
It did. I'm sorry. Like, we haven't really, like, introduced ourselves to each other. It's really hard to...
It's really, I mean, it's funny because a lot of funny stuff happened, but like, I was sitting here like, oh yeah, so this is going to be here, this is going to be here, and then it was like, nah.
No. Of course not.
We didn't count on the Raven having a Nick fit.
Yeah, seriously.
I had to bring Sigfern in at some point.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not explain it at all.
Just, this is normal. Don't worry about it.
It is for him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's kind of jarring. Anyway.
Bye.
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 Bye. Hey, folks, before we get to the bloopers, just want to do a little housekeeping. Feel free to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We love to hear from our fans and love to have little chats. And also head to our website. There you can buy the Infinite Ultra game book and all other things Infinite Ultra that don't quite exist yet. And we also have a Patreon if you'd like to support the show. Also, as per usual, leave a rating and a review. They really do help a lot. And now, on to the bloopers.
Yeah.
Did you ask Nicole if she's seen it?
You know what? Nicole did pull up a YouTube clip for me, so.
Oh, good.
But she's seen it?
Oh, she, at the moment I went and talked to her, she was like, oh my God, she, what was it? That was what her and her friends would recreate scenes from that movie while all the cool kids went and played basketball.
There you go. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yep.